It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Chris Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
food. And Robbie the Degenerate.
Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. It is Tobin and Leroy. You can, of course, listen to the show. Download the radio.com app. Make 7 out of 10 one of your favorite stations. You'll never miss a great guest or moment. Of course, you can download the Tobin and Leroy podcast. I do want to give a little PSA that we switched over feeds this week because of some website stuff. So if you were on our old feed, you see that the date's not updating. Look us up again. And then there's one that'll pop up that has the updated links. So check that on out. Sorry for the inconvenience, but that'll get you all situated for this week. Because I know I've been getting hit a ton with that this week.
Hey, I'm in the house with a Seminole Indian because she on the warpath.
Excuse me?
Woo. My wife.
What happened?
She's just mean. I don't know what else to say. Sometimes wives are mean, man.
What'd she do?
So I had my little drink I get in the morning. And I didn't finish it, so I put it on the counter in my bathroom. Hey, is that empty? You gonna throw it away?
Jeez.
Well, if you don't do it, that's just more work for me. I'm like, yeah, all right, I wish I could be like that. I can't. Like, you can't do that in your house. Like, a guy can't do that.
No.
Can't just, like, no.
Definitely okay. Not. Definitely yep. Not.
And I realized that I have the smartest dog in the world.
Which one?
You know all those pillows that your wife makes your bed up with? And
yep.
Then before you go to bed, you throw them in the front of the bed?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I walk through there and I'm like, it smells like poop. Right? What the hell? I just took them for a walk. It's not. Right? Like, stop. He's well-trained. Like, oh, really? I'm saying, my nose, man. I smell it, right? He pooped and took one of the pillows and covered it up.
Yep.
I said, there you go.
Nowhere to bury it. I'll bury it with your tools.
I say, you know what? It's okay to take two poops.
Yeah.
Like, you don't think he took a poop. You see one little turd drop. That means he's done for a couple of hours.
That was the heat yesterday. They took two poops.
Third and fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Didn't even try to cover it up.
I wish there was a pillow.
They didn't even do, like, I don't know if it's like instinct or whatever. Why do they try to cover it up with grass? You know, when the dogs go out there and they try to scratch grass over it?
Yep.
It's like, hey, man, it looks like a horse. You don't have enough grass to cover that.
Man, I tell you one thing. Speaking of, so it's our Tua.
You got
Tua
scared yesterday.
Tua scared me yesterday, man.
Oh, when he saw the IV,
I was like, "Woo!" Apparently, it was his mom's birthday, and he put this beautiful post to his mom on his birthday. But the picture he chooses to use is him in the hospital after he got his hip busted up and his face is all mangled. I was like, "Ah, what happened to Tua?"
Really? They? Oh man, come on. Relax.
I got scared.
Nope. Are you glad? Here's what I'm glad. I'm glad that usually this time of year we have unnecessary football talk. You know, like stock is up, stock is down.
Yeah,
I want to jump
That's
out
totally
of the window.
Totally necessary.
Miss it.
Right? But with the Heat and the Marlins, we haven't been doing that as much. And I'm glad.
Yeah, I mean, there's been games. There's so much sports. It's ridiculous.
And, we were a four-sport town for about another 12 hours.
Hey, man.
Hey, come on. Maybe, you know, maybe they show guts today.
The Bills do.
Now, I'm not going to say that because everybody's saying, listen, I was rats off a ship game three. I'm not going to hang on the bow like this.
No, you know what you're doing? You're waving the American flag. You're waving the Panther flag as they pull off the shore.
Right
Don't
now,
worry, you'll be back at five.
Right now, I'm on a piece of driftwood.
While it, and you go on, and they're partying on the party boat.
Yep.
They say, leave that bum on the driftwood.
I'd rather be, listen, I'll be on the driftwood as long as, I'll stay away, as long as they pull this off.
Pull what?
Maybe they have the comeback.
Just get to game five, and then anything happens.
That's right. That's right. We've seen, hey, you get to game five, the pressure is more on them, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Let's get the headlines, Robbie. What do we got, man?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Which is brought to you by the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenience. So Deshaun Watson didn't opt out yesterday. At least
no,
so far.
No, he did not.
I tried to send that clip into corporate. I thought it would go viral. It didn't work. How much fun would it have been, though? How much? We were talking draft talk, trading for picks, and in August, I was sans pants yesterday.
Yeah, it would have been fun. It would have been fun for sure. Business would have picked up for the Dolphins.
Could have had the number one overall pick, and you could have had so much options. Trevor Lawrence, you know, you traded for a bunch of picks. I like draft pick, first round draft picks. Tobin, like you like whales.
I know, man. I know you love him so much, so you're not willing to trade him for anything. I'm like ready to wheel and deal.
But here's the problem. You ever notice that you believe that the theory, the Bill Belichick theory, that second round picks are more important?
Nah, that only works for him.
They're less risk.
Well, no, you can get more of them, and you don't have to pay him as much.
Dolphins' second round picks have been pretty terrible too.
I mean, all of their picks. What are you talking about? What are you picking a round out?
Second, first, those have been the worst.
I mean, look, I will say this. If you get 7 or 8 years out of your first rounder, that's okay. Like, every first rounder is not going to be a Hall of Famer, right? But, I mean, here, most of the time you have to look at a first rounder like this. If you take a first rounder guaranteed to give me 7 to 10 years, that's a good first rounder. Doesn't mean he got to make a Pro Bowl. It just means that you picked a guy who was a pro for a long period of time. Yeah. That's all that means.
But the vast majority of the Dolphins' first round picks haven't even made a second contract.
Well, I got to tell you, where is Charles Harris?
He's in Atlanta.
Okay.
We did this the other day.
I mean, is that crazy?
Yeah. Like, it's crazy, but it's not that crazy. Because
during the season, if somebody in Atlanta says, hey, he's in his fifth year and he played for the Dolphins, they'll go, huh?
You know what the funny thing is, though? Not even the biggest pass rush bust this decade.
Oh, that was
Deion.
Old Deion Jordan.
But Deion, is he still in Seattle?
No, I don't think he's on a team, but I think that he's been getting calls.
I don't give a rat's ass what he's doing for Seattle. I don't care what he did for the Dolphins.
Hey, Seattle.
He's
Mr.
Unlimited.
Hey, that's terrible.
Terrible. What else you got, Robbie?
Mr. Unlimited.
Oh, but speaking of opting out, Greg Rousseau. He did opt out of the season, decided to enter the NFL draft, and he signed with an agent, Drew Rosenhaus, so he can't do a comeback in like halfway through the season. He's out.
He is. He's pot committed.
Possible first.
I'm a little surprised. I'm a little like, can I? This is why I think I was a little shocked because it's kind of like, why? Like you're not even like gonna tune it up, but I guess it's all gonna be figured to gun in towards making the draft.
I mean, I think
because I don't think. Because I know he's going to be – I know that he's got a – I know that he's projected to be a first-round pick, but it's not like he can't significantly improve his draft stock, right?
No, but guess what? Here, if all of the top guys do it, he's the number one pass rusher, right?
I mean, he's one of them. I don't think he's bona fide definitely the guy.
But again, sometimes it gets to a point where the only thing you can do is make it worse, right? And I believe that for him, if you're going to be a top 15 pick,
Didn't Kuiper have him like in the low in the high 20s though?
Yeah, Kuiper's big board had him in the 20s because he said a lot of his sacks were coverage sacks.
Really?
Yeah, that's what Kuiper said.
They do. Dude, coverage sack. You mean he had to hurry up and sack him because there was no coverage? Right? Like, did he watch any Cage football?
Probably not, but why would you?
Every time the ball was snapped, wait, tell me if this is what you thought watching the Canes game. Every time the ball was snapped, you better hope. I hope Russo gets there. I hope he hurry up and get there, because if not, seemed like they were playing Drew Brees every week.
Yeah, he had a great game against Florida State. I think he had like at least four sacks. But then against FIU, he had zero.
But that guy couldn't throw, right?
Well, they had multiple guys. They had Hornibrook, and then they had Blackman, and it was a disaster for both quarterbacks.
Man, I would have had some fun with that in college.
I was just I guess I'm just surprised because it's so far away. Like, the draft is a long time away.
Yeah, but keep in mind, and here's like, I never had that birdie in my ear. You know what I mean? I was so far away from home that I didn't have family in my ear. I didn't have agents. We didn't have agents and stuff around campus.
You also didn't have the Rona.
Right. Back then. But like nowadays in sports, there's so many people in these young men's ears telling them what's best for them. That I wonder, at some point, he's like, some of these kids say, hey, I want to play football.
Yeah, like, you're right. And it's one of those things, too, where it's like, I mean, obviously, look, I don't think I'm breaking any news here. But if the dude signs with Rosenhaus Sports in like 3 seconds, you think that's the first conversation? You just happen to know who to
go
to?
Exactly. Like, exactly.
He signs with Rosenhaus Sports and is doing interviews with all the local TV anchors in like 3 seconds. Like,
it was a plan.
Yeah, it's all planned out. Like,
let me ask you this:
Eddie Hurricane, who's opted out, they're signing with two people immediately. They're signing with Rosenhaus, or they're signing with the first round management people in like 3 seconds.
You think it's easier to do what Russo's doing because of the team he plays on? Because I mean, Clemson had guys return that were going to be first round picks.
Yeah, I think it's easier when you don't think you have a shot at team return, success.
Would Tua return and played for Alabama?
I mean, he could have if he wanted to.
But I'm saying, if he was going to be the first pick and this happened, would he opt out?
I think Tua would play.
You think Tua would play?
I think Tua would play.
Okay, but is that because of Tua or because of the team? Because I sometimes think that, hey, man, when you compete for championships, like, it makes it easier to go back and risk it.
Yeah. That happened.
And when
you know who I always think about with that is Joakim Noah. When he won his first championship with the Gators.
Oh yeah, he was going to be a top five pick. He came back.
Yeah,
all of them did. Horford, Brewer.
That's crazy. Horford and Noah on the same team.
Back when big men were a thing.
Yeah, so annoying.
But, the elephant in the room here is that, the Canes went 6-7 last year with Greg Russo.
True. Yeah. Yep, true. It's not like they can't win more games without him this year.
And if you're a football factory, you should have another 4-star bro ready to go to take his place.
Hold on. Robbie, what did you just say?
Four-star bro.
No. Four-star
back
factory.
Back it up. Radio rewind. Did you say football factory?
If you want to be a football factory. I mean, they're the ones bragging about the recruiting class every single year. Swag 16, Surge 19, Category 20. Like, bro, if you're really that good, you should have someone to replace Russo.
Hey. Texter, it's in. Can't be that good. Couldn't get to the FIU quarterback.
Yeah. Hey, I'm, dude, that's, wait, look, I'm that's still, a, I'm still, I'm still, I'm still hearing jokes about Appalachia State, right?
They get to, I'm telling you, it's, they get to wear that forever. Hey, sorry.
I mean, holy smokes.
There's not an FIU fan who can't get in your mentions as a Cane fan. They mentioned it. Like, you lost FIU. Right. It's so embarrassing.
All right.
So embarrassing. What else you got, Robbie?
Oh, let's get to our Edwin Watts golf update. PGA Championship is going underway, which is brought to you by the Edwin Watts Golf Shop, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968. Leroy.
Jason Day is leading the way at 5-under along with Brendan Todd.
Jason Day leading the way.
Yeah, Jason Day. He's got a bad back, but he played well. And then you got, look at all these champions in the top on the leaderboard. You got Zach Johnson, two-time major. Martin Keimer, he was number one in the world. Brooks Koepka, he's won this tournament 2 years in a row. You got Justin Rose, gold medalist. Xander Schauffele, he won the cup at the end of the year. Then you can go further down. Tony Finau, Tiger Woods is at 2-under. Phil is at 1-over. And Taylor Gooch.
Huge.
Gooch, Phil's at 2-over. Taylor Gooch is at +1. Still got a chance. Rory's at even par. So if you're somewhere around even par, look, everybody's going to shoot one of these rounds. You're like, usually these guys are going to have one round that's going to be like 66, 67. That puts you right back in it. The winning score is probably going to be right around 10 under, I'm guessing. So anybody that's under par right now, if you get to like 3 or 4 under by the weekend, oh, you're golden.
We'll take a break. We'll get to this beef that was brewing yesterday at the Big Ten conference call. I got to get Leroy's thoughts on this. It's tremendous trash talk between these two coaches of Michigan and Ohio State. We'll be back with more after this. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on a Friday. Mullins are rolling. We got game 4. Panthers back in action today, this afternoon against the Islanders. He took it on the chin yesterday after a great start. They take on a juggernaut tomorrow in the Suns. Oh, my God. Suns can't be stopped.
That's crazy.
They're like the bubble Showtime Lakers.
that line came out super fishy. I think I saw the Pacers were only a 3-point favorite. It's like, wait a minute, is it TJ Warren balling out? It's the Suns. And then it got smaller. It got to like Pacers -2. I'm like, wait a minute, something fishy's going on here. And sure enough, the Suns, you know, whooped them.
They've been unbelievable. So we'll get back to that in just a second and all the stuff locally. But we, listen, part of this show, we have a great former Michigan player in Leroy Horde. And I saw this story yesterday, and I didn't even know what had happened early on. I just saw the report where it said Ryan Day promises to put up 100 points on Michigan after Jim Harbaugh exchange. I was like, what the hell could have happened? What the hell happened?
Hey, you know, let me tell you, this is nothing new. I think one time Woody and Bo played, and at the end of a game, Woody went for 2. When the game was already out of hand. And so they asked him, why did you go for 2? And he said, because I couldn't go for 3.
The OG, Antoine Walker.
According to ESPN, during a conference call among the Big Ten coaches on Monday, Michigan's Jim Harbaugh reportedly interrupted Ohio State's Ryan Day and accused the Buckeyes of breaking the rules regarding on-field instruction. Harbaugh asked Day about a photo that purportedly showed the Buckeyes assistant Al Washington working with Ohio State linebackers. NCAA rules don't permit on-field instructions until Friday. Day told Harbaugh, quote, how about I worry about my team and you worry about yours? And then reportedly after the call, he also said on the call that he promises, after the call was over, he promised to lay 100 or put up 100 on Michigan this season, which ESPN had confirmed. Now, this is delightful. Leroy, your reaction?
I expect nothing different. Like, that's just the way it is, right? Now, Jim Harbaugh is, you know, he's Mr. Gung-Ho football guy.
He's a kook.
Right? And Day's a young guy. So, like, that's what you get. Plus, I mean, if I was Ohio State, I'd be saying that too, being that Michigan's never beat them. You know, you got like 100? 2 wins in 20 years.
What was it? Was there chatting? Was there chatting about this this week amongst the Michigan group chat?
No, not at all. Like, it's like that's Jim. He's the Manny Diaz of the Big Ten.
Whoa.
Except he's done a little more winning. Well, wow. but I will say this. He has a little bit of clout with what he says simply because he has won as a coach.
Well, Harbor hasn't
lost. So I'm not just going to dismiss it, right? He says it and people listen because the guy has been a successful football coach. Manny Diaz says it and you go, you're 13-13 as a head coach.
No, he's only 6-7 as a head coach.
Oh, 6-7. Well, doesn't even have a winning record.
Harbaugh hasn't lost to an Eastern Michigan yet.
Wow, yeah. Well, I mean, they did have that crazy Michigan State game.
Oh, Michigan State. Where
the punter.
Do you think do you think that he's genuinely bothered by the rules, or he just did that to irk Ohio State?
A little bit of both.
Because it kind of sounds like Jim Harbaugh's being like, I got a question for Ryan.
Little bit of both. I mean, he's also the same coach that took his team to do spring ball in Rome. So like, yeah, he's an intense man. I'm telling you. He's an intense dude. He means well. He's just he's what you call football guy, right? Tucking his shirt in his khakis, football guy. So, like, he's doing whatever he can. I wish he would win more, right? But I'm not going to just dismiss it because dude is a successful football coach.
I love it. Just bickering. Bickering right on the conference call between
now,
them.
But now, when two old guys bicker, it's a lot different when you get the old Twitter people, right? And Day's what? He's a young guy, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's pretty young. I would say that now you're getting into social media.
41.
He's 41.
Right. That's pretty young. He's a social media guy, right? So that means that somebody say something like that, you got to have a witty and you know, thoughtful snapback pretty quick.
So he's Manny Diaz with
saying,
winning.
I'm going to score 100, right? And when's the last time a coach said that about another team?
I can't remember.
You know what? Like I'm going to score 100 on you.
It seems like a very Jimmy Johnson-ish.
Well, not to say it, but I'm pretty sure.
But Jimmy Johnson never said it.
And they did score. I mean, the past two games, I think it's been over 100. I didn't want to say it. I'm sorry.
All right. No. You ain't got to look.
Nobody needs reminding.
You don't have to tell me, right? Like, we're supposed to have a top five defense, right? And you give up the average, you know, you give up 60. Yeah, I can't. Like, it is what it is, though.
I mean, Harbaugh's going to have the coldest glass of milk once they finally beat Ohio State. He's going to be so happy.
No, because here's what sucks, man. Here's what sucks. I already know what's going to happen, right? Say if Michigan beats Ohio State this year, right?
This year?
Here's what Buckeyes are going to do. You ready? Mm. Okay, great. Now you're 20-3.
Well...
Well, I think they have a bunch of stuff to go with. Also, if you beat them this year, it's going to be with no crowd. It's not going to be at the end of the season. And what if Justin Fields opts out? I know. I mean, they have a lot of things going that, you know, that could damper the Michigan win. But you're probably taking any way you can get.
I have to say this. Even if Justin Fields does opt out, I have a feeling Ohio State will be fine.
Yeah, right? That's true. I mean, Burrow and Haskins.
The quarterbacks they had in that room a few years, last few years, right? Tate Martell wasn't getting on the field. I don't care which else. Like, we've seen Tate Martell. He wasn't getting on the field at Ohio State.
Fair get enough. But he also didn't get on the field in Miami.
Well, but I'm just saying. Like, they made it sound like, woo, Tate Martell. He was never going to play.
Stephen Ross must love that so much. He goes, yeah, keep going. No, you don't think so?
I think, to be honest with you, I think he gets a chuckle out of it. Because, like, if you're a Michigan or Ohio State guy, that's fun, right? Because you very rarely see coach, because keep in mind, back in the day, Woody and Bo would go at it, but they were like best of friends, right? Harbaugh's like you. Hell no, he ain't my friend.
Team Petty. Right?
Yes. Yes, very. Team Petty. I just want him to win, man.
Being a stickler. You had your linebackers coach out on the field. I got a question for the Big Ten.
Are we going to do anything about this? Or are we just going to let them just do whatever they want?
You don't think I'd like to be out there on a Monday? The lecture instruction?
Instruction. Right? You're making it sound like you teaching kids how to play football.
Oh, man. That's great. All right, we'll take a quick break.
Then somebody says, I love him saying he's going to hang 100. Great for sport. Can't wait for football. That week 7 became interesting, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Especially, well, I mean, bad for you, though, if it does get to a point where maybe triple digits becomes an option.
Hey, man. I don't know. Like, when the big brother said he's going to beat your ass, right, and he's got you by 50 pounds, I mean, that's not... You ain't welcome. You ain't doing this. Come get some.
Yeah. We'll take a break. We're back after this. Congratulations to Don Mattingly yesterday, who passed Jack McKeon for most managerial Marlins wins.
He just had the job longer.
A bit of a compiler.
43%. That's his winning percentage. Jack McKeon is over 500.
Jack McKeon's got a ring, too. Kind of crazy that Jack McKeon... I was actually kind of surprised Jack McKeon is the guy who had the most wins. I was like, oh, really?
That's not what I thought you were going to say.
What did you think I was going to say? That he's alive? Jesus.
I just picture him somewhere with a big old stogie, right?
I think he works with the Nationals. I think he has whatever same job he had with the Marlins, he works with the Nationals.
Special advisor?
Yeah, and he got a ring last year, I believe, with the Nationals.
Did you, Robbie, do you have the Ozzie Guillen sound? Did you hear this yesterday, Leroy? So no, Ozzie Guillen he's doing work for, I guess, NBC Sports Chicago. And I don't know how this got to this point, but this clip yesterday was going viral of Ozzie Guillen just hosing down Nick Swisher, who's kind of just like, you know, jovial Nick Swisher, who's, you know, always smiling. He's kind of like Kevin Millar in that regard, like just kind of always baseball clown, but everybody seems to kind of like. And Ozzie Guillen was just like, I don't like him. And the guy's like, what? He goes, I don't like him. He's just hosing down Nick Swisher for the longest time, saying like, well, what was it like? He goes, you only managed him for a year. He goes, a year too many.
Oh my God, Nick, nobody can compare that with Nick Swisher. I hate Nick Swisher with my heart.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. You want to get into that a little more or no?
No, not really, but I think he hit me back. That's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
but
yeah. I can't. You guys just didn't get along. Didn't work out.
No, I know. I never talked to him. I was managing him, but I don't like the way his attitude was all fake.
Yeah.
And I don't like fake people.
All right, so he was only in with the White Sox for 1 year and then he moved on.
It was 1 year too long.
Okay.
Hey. Now, that sounds like when the question was presented, we're just going to have some fun. And he kept trying to give Ozzie an opportunity
All right, Ozzy, let's step off the gas. Step off the gas a little bit here.
And he put it in second gear.
No, I mean, I hate his guts.
Right.
He said,
here's when you know, when you have to put adjectives on the hate.
Yep.
Or put an explanation on the hate. I hated him with all of my heart.
He's fake. There you go. Everybody seemed to like him. Ah, fake.
So how long before like they run people. Back to Nick Swisher?
Oh, I'm sure he's already got it. It was blown up yesterday. I'm sure. I bet you he's tweeting something about it. Let's see. No, I guess he's silent right now, but I'm sure somebody will get to Nick Swisher with this.
Here's what happens in sports. And this is the honest truth. Same thing that happens in any workplace. You may have people who don't like each other, right?
Bless you.
You may have people that don't like each other.
Yep.
But they coexist. And then the second they're apart, they go at it. Like, yeah, man. So I'm sure they have a story or they have circumstances with them in the locker room that have them both feeling the same way about one another, but it just never came out.
Do you want to you want to know why Ozzie Gianzo is cool with me?
Why?
You know why.
No, I don't.
Ultimate hose down of top bum Heath Bell.
So he loves you, right?
He's just always cool. Look, you know, he had a giant misstep his first week on the job with the Marlins, saying that he respected Fidel Castro. But in my eyes, made good on it by saying, by telling Heath Bell he was a bum.
I really talked to you about pitching before. You know, I don't think it's a good thing or a bad thing, but right now I feel like I need to talk to you so you know exactly what I'm thinking, exactly where I'm coming from. You know, I feel like nobody's got my back here. Now I know you...
You're wrong.
Oh, I'm speaking to you.
Well, I'm speaking to you too. I think you're wrong because every body is a Marlins fan and they don't want you in the mound tonight. The owner, the general manager, the supervisors, the scouts, my wife, my kids, nobody want you in the night there.
Now I figured Ozzy out. He is a thrower of cheese, right? So if you come with your regular standard cheeseburger, he's throwing cheese on it. Standard hamburger, he's going to throw cheese on it. So he could just say, no, you're wrong. First of all, you were bleeping wrong, right? Then he had to say all the people that didn't want him to pitch in the ninth.
Yep.
Not just the organization, the teammates, or whatever, but his wife, his kids, right? He has to throw that cheese on it.
So good. Can you play that again, Robbie?
I really talked to you about pitching before. You know, I don't think it's a good thing or a bad thing, but right now I feel like I need to talk to you so you know exactly what I'm thinking, exactly where I'm coming from. You know, I feel like nobody's got my back here. Now I know you...
You're wrong.
Oh, I'm speaking to you.
Well, I'm speaking to you too. I think you're wrong because every body is a Marlins fan and they don't want you in the mound tonight. The owner, the general manager, the supervisors, the scouts, my wife, my kids, nobody want you in the ninth there.
he said the supervisor. Who the hell is a supervisor in baseball?
That's got to be Samson.
He said,
you know what? Because you know what that is? He doesn't know what Samson's job is. He just knows he's around.
He just called him a supervisor, like Walmart.
I don't know what that guy's in, the little fella. I don't know what his job is, but he's
Let me speak to your manager. Let me speak to your supervisor.
Because you know that it was David Samson calling him up after the Castro comments to Time magazine. Ozzy, did you say this? Brucey?
I'm tickled, Brucey.
I got to tell you, whatever little support Heath Bell had after that conversation was gone.
Gone.
He didn't do himself any favors.
Don't go to the manager. If you think nobody has my back,
and Ozzy's probably taking heat for playing you.
Yeah,
right? And he's not having it. He's like, no, no, hold up. Wait a minute.
Nobody wants you out there.
All the heat I'm taking, right? All the heat I'm taking for putting you out there every night. Here's a list. He pulls out of this list. Here's a list of people that want you pitching in the ninth.
Dude sucked. And he was just having a pity party. By the way, it was all followed on national television because Showtime was following the Marlins that
right.
year. What a disaster.
I don't think they did another season after that. I think that was their second season of doing that show, and then I don't think they did another one after.
Who would agree to that in baseball after what the Marlins put forth on television?
I mean, yeah. I mean, he, like, you here. I have a PSA for all athletes. Okay? When you have sucked at your job, or you're struggling, that's not a good time to go to your coach, manager, GM, or whatever, and complain about support. Don't ever do it after you done sucked up the joint. You can't do it.
Just feel like no one's got my back.
Because to me, you know what that says? That means it says that Heath Bell's not a competitor. Because most athletes will tell you, right? When he feels that nobody has his back, he fights even more to be successful. He yep. works even harder to be successful. How many times you turn on the TV and all the athletes talk about the doubters?
The haters.
The haters. All the time. He is the first athlete that I've ever seen to not take that road, but to go in and say, nobody supports me. That's why I'm struggling.
The super right? vibe.
Have you ever heard that? One other guy. You ready for this?
Who?
Braylon Edwards.
Oh, yeah.
That he's struggling because they don't like him there because he went to Michigan.
Yep, I remember that.
Speaking of that TV show, remember Logan Morrison?
That's it. The only two guys.
What was that, Robbie?
Remember Logan Morrison in that TV show? That Jeets wouldn't know who he was. He saw Jeets at the All-Star game, and Jeets had like no idea who he was.
Oh yeah, you mean Logan Morrison, and more known for his tweets than his batting average. Unretired a number for him, and he's making Marlins cracks years later. He goes, "Well, I play with Miami, bro. They unretired a number for you. What are you talking about? Hey, could you not put the same jokes that go on?" Baseball improv that Bob Nightingale's laughing at. Hell out of here. All right, we'll get you caught up with the headlines. Heat, they had a terrible performance yesterday in the second half after what looked like it was going to be a sans pants party. We'll get to a little bit of that. We got Robbie's Magnificent Seven coming up next hour. We're back after this.